USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Two bombshells in cable news. First, from Fox News, as read on the air this morning by anchor Harris Faulkner.
Fox News Media and Tucker Carlson have mutually agreed to part ways. Tucker's last show was this past Friday.
But the Los Angeles Times reports it may not be so mutual, as the decision came directly from Rupert Murdoch. Fox investors are not happy. News Corp's stock dropped by about 4% right after the announcement. Now CNN anchor Don Lemon says CNN has fired him. Lemon posted on Twitter his agent delivered the news. Nobody at CNN told him directly. CNN says Lemon was offered the chance to meet with management, but decided to tweet instead. The State Department's trying to contact more Americans who may want to get out of Sudan. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says the weekend evacuation of the embassy staff in Khartoum was not an easy choice, but
my first priority is the safety of our people, and I determined that the deteriorating security conditions in Khartoum posed an unacceptable risk to keeping our team there at this time.
The evacuations come in the wake of widespread fighting over control of Sudan. One person's dead, another in custody after a shooting outside the campus of Rose State College in Oklahoma City. Police call it an isolated incident, but the school did go into lockdown for a time. Former suburban Minneapolis police officer Kim Potter is out of prison. She served 16 months of a two-year sentence for fatally shooting a suspect during a struggle. Potter said she mistook her gun for her taser. Serving two-thirds of a sentence behind bars, the rest under supervised release, is the standard in Minnesota. Senate Finance Committee Chair Democrat Ron Wyden is asking big-time Republican donor Harlan Crow for a complete list of everything he's ever given Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas over the years, as well as proof they both obeyed federal tax law. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Do we have the right to rest? Lawmakers in Oregon are considering a bill that would decriminalize camping in public places. Supporters say it would help those who are homeless. Opponents say it would create more unregulated homeless encampments where people will not get the support they need. The measure is called the Right to Rest Act. A bill making its way through the Colorado state legislature would make it a felony to falsely report an active shooting. So-called swatting has become a big and growing problem, according to Colorado State Senator Kevin Van Winkle.
In the old days, it would be kids that would, if they didn't want to take a test or they were feeling stressed that day, they could pull the fire alarm. In modern times, active shooter calls are kind of the latest example of that.
Some people oppose the bill, though, including Tristan Gorman of the Colorado Defense Bar.
This bill will further criminalize minors, and using the criminal legal system or the juvenile justice system to address fear and trauma in minors is simply counterproductive.
There have been more than 60 swatting incidents just in Colorado in the past 15 months, most of them targeting schools. They went away last week, and then with no explanation, blue check marks indicating so-called confirmed identities reappeared on millions of Twitter accounts over the weekend. Most notably, the blue check marks popping up on the accounts of dead celebrities like Kobe Bryant, Chadwick Boseman, and Anthony Bourdain. No comment yet from Twitter. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.